Or sometimes when we did a nice thing, acceptably nice, but it didn't make him happy. But the women would, you know, gently persuade him, gently pressurize. For instance, like, are my nails, your fingernails are really grown long. You know, time to cut that. Oh, Baba would make such a face, as if it was such a big thing, you know, but they're all right. They're not that big, but I mean, they were big for what he would have them, they're pretty big. So he turned around to one of us and said, is that big? And I said, well, yes, Baba, it's time to cut. I'm not. It's better to cut. So then, and then he would say, but I have worked there. I promised Erich that he's going to read out this, that. I have such and such things to do. So Mara would say, Baba, tomorrow? Bright sunshine. Tomorrow. Tomorrow was his best day. He'd be very happy that it'd be tomorrow. You know. So although it was a nice thing that Baba's nails should be cut, toenails, fingernails, whatever, but then it didn't make him happy. Or sometimes it used to be great fun. Baba would himself say he liked his moustache trimmed smartly in time, you know, not just... He was never careless of things like that, not Baba. So he'd do this and say, you know, and Mara says, it's time to trim your moustache. Okay. So at the dining table after breakfast, nobody said, the chair would be turned this way and Baba was seated. Mara would bring out the little moustache scissors and be trimming them. In the meantime, I come out and do something, prepare for Baba's coming to the men monthly soon. And I go back, and Baba turns to me and says, is that good? Is it well? How do I look? How? And I, to be honest and truthful, you wouldn't believe it, but yes. And I look at Baba properly and I say, well, this side is a little bigger than this side, Baba. She looks up at Mary and says, see what she says? And she says, okay, right. So she trims the left side. And Baba says, how are you? How's it now? How do you find it now? So I look and I say, well, now this side is a little bigger than this side. Oh, okay, come on. This. So Mara's trimming that side a bit. Very, very little. You know, just... Then he says, well, now, how do you find it now? Is it all right now? I said, well, is it enough? Between you, I would have no moustache left. It's quite all right. So we go back.
Was there ever a time when he didn't have a moustache?
No. Not as far as
no, but so often people have been asking me as to what made he had a big bushy moustache first.
Very first.
Yeah, in the very early year.
1931.
So what led him to trim the moustache? So I just brush it off by saying God's the winner.
But is the women in the West that did it, the first?
I don't know. I want to know.
Isn't that so right? Yes. It was not done here.
I was right then.
Yes.
The women.
Yes.
No, but the one thing that always appealed to me
was that every time the tomorrow would be there with him. But today is a cloudy day. I have cold, I'm feeling feverish, and you try to put it off. And somehow or other, when he escaped from the women's side and came here, and he'd come and sometimes say that, you know, today is my crucifixion day. Crucifixion day, yeah. And we didn't understand. He says, do you know what I mean by it? I have to take a bath when I go here in the afternoon. Yeah. And there, again he will put it off. Some excuse and he will again come away, you see. So that's how it was. So they did not succeed. And they thought that, well, I might do something to succeed in it. So they shifted the onus on me to try to give him the bath. Well, I said, all right, I'll try my best. Knowing fully well, because I heard from Ghaver what they did and all that, everything failed. Nothing seemed to induce him to take a bath. And it was imperative that his body, his pores need to be, what do you call, opened up.
His body was fragrant.
Nothing seemed to be there, but he needed that. Because what happened every afternoon, I would massage his body with talcum powder and all that. He would be coming and I'll just give him rub, but how to rub it? Just to have a little talc, you know, powder, you know, what do you call it? Talcum powder?
Talcum powder.
Yeah. So I would rub, there is that bench here, I would make him sleep and do that and all that. And then to top it all, you see, prior to this bath business, what had happened, why Ghaber was so adamant and others were adamant for him to take bath is that all that talc was there and it couldn't be washed. But to top it all, the love of his lovers, they heard that his body is frail and all that. So from Iran, somebody sent a jar full of almond oil. And almond oil is very famous, you see, for the body to give strength and... It's a costly thing, almond oil, the whole jar. So they had sent it with petition to Baba that this is sent for you, for your body, it will do you good and all, your body will be nice and all that. And he looked, and one thing that he didn't like, to my knowledge, any woman would come or any man would come and then Baba would embrace, and if he had any grease on his head, and especially the cheek, the head goes greasy. Towards the cheek, yeah. And if that is greasy, then he'll say, what is this? You have put oil there? So he'll be very careful. If there is an oily head, then the embrace will not be that intimate. That I noticed. That much I noticed also. And to top it all, to have oil on his body, you know, was real crucifixion now. But because of the love of his loved ones from Iran, who had sent with such love, and he looked at me and I said, Baba, it's really good. Instead of this talc being used, this is the best thing for massage and all that. And then we'll put your body in sun and it will be nice, absorb sun's rays and all that. So this had been happening. And every day that bottle would be here on the windowsill and you'd look how much is there. And I said, I will use only little, then wipe it off clean. And I used to do that. And he didn't... At the back there, yeah.
Just very slightly.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
So the oil was beautiful over there, she's put.
So then what happened is that every day he didn't like the oil and he wanted the oil to be finished. Now how to do that? he wanted me to have a little of the oil and then he wanted me to have more of the oil so that it's finished and we get over this. So there was that tussle, you see. So all that was there, and of course the women were noticing these things, and the pores are being blocked, you see, all the time. With that old talc powder that was there, not taking bath, the oil is there, and all that is there. But in spite of it, the body was very good, very fine. But, what do you call it, medically, the pores need to be opened. You know that? Yeah. So the news comes to me that somehow or other get him to take a bath. Well, I'm here as usual, as if nothing has been told to me. And of course, Baba does not know. We know that. He does not know. He knows nothing. That's our relationship with him. So he's seated there. So one fine day, soon after this message had come to me, a couple of days after that, I took the advantage. He called me near him for something that he wanted me to show something, and I went there. And I saw it. And he knew that I had very strong nostrils for smell. So while I'm doing that, close to his face and body, purposely I did that. So Baba says, what's the matter? So I said, I don't know. There is a stink around here. There's a stink around here? I don't. He had also powerful nostrils. Baba started sniffing, sense of, yeah. He said, I don't smell anything. I said, no, Baba, it is there. So I even shammed, you see, that there is a dead little creature here, a rat or something. I went down and looked at under his chair and passed my hand and said, nothing. And then when I got up at the back there, I said, I know from where it comes. Where? From where it comes? I said, from your scalp. I had to tell a lie, of course. He says, really? So he did this, you see? He said, no, there's no smell, see? I said, yeah, but Baba, for you, because you, it is your scalp, therefore you don't have that smell. But I, as a stranger, away from your scalp, I get it. So I said, is that the case? Is it real? I said, yeah, it is. But it was not real. So I said, this will induce him to take a bath, yeah. I thought that I am going to win now. And one over the women, you know, because the women took pride in, yeah. So I was very happy that I had won. And when I sat down, Baba says, go and ring the bell. So I went and rang the bell for Gavir to come. So I said, I told him in the meantime that Baba, it is time that you should take a bath now and get over with this, all this sort of thing. Because suppose if somebody comes over here, embraces you and all that, you know, people used to come. And it is not proper, it doesn't look good and all that sort of thing. So is that the case? I said, ring the bell. So then I rang the bell, Gavir came. I thought that he is asking Gavir to prepare the hot water and do the bath, take bath immediately. So when Gavir comes on a cycle here, as he comes, did you call for me? His boss says, yeah, come here. You remember some years ago, one of my lovers from the West had sent a perfume bottle. And I had given to Mehra to keep it. See if she can find it. Ask her to find that and bring it here. Well, after some time, you see, it must have taken about half an hour or an hour. Long time it was. So in the meantime, we are doing something as if nothing has happened, you know. Because I was serious that he should take a bath. So we can't go on harping on that. Otherwise, the seriousness is lost. So, well, Gavir comes with a bottle. So Baba looks at it, opens it. See how it is? He calls me, says, see how the scent is? I said, yeah, it's beautiful. He says, see now. So then he took a little this and rubbed here. And see how it is now? Smell now. I said, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, he pretended not to know. He knew there was no like
that. Oh, but we know that he didn't know. That's a happy feeling.
Would he still get a wet cloth?
Yeah. He would also ask you to, at least when you're in the room, when I visit, he'd tell me,
smell
the
rose on my
scalp. And how long
you
not had a hot
water? I mean, this is in the larger period. Yeah, it is a very long period. Yeah. At 4 o'clock you take hot water bath and all that, in the morning. First thing.
I said, look, Papa, there was no smell. And as for the sadhara, I mean, had we been removing our clothes after not bathing for so long, what would our clothes smell like? But when the sadhara was removed, as usual, you know, the habit, did you take the body of face and it smelled? So, it's almost like, you know, embracing Baba himself, fragrant and soft and gentle, just and glowing.
So the only recourse left now, I told Gavir that we have failed. So Gavir was very upset about it and we should do something and all that. So now I said the only thing is to manhandle him. Yeah, I told what we'll do is force him. If you think that medical it is so very important, then we'll force him to take it.
Like an injection.
Yeah. So how to do it? What happened, the next opportunity was that of course many days passed by. Now it's a matter of days. Weeks are there and days are passing by in those weeks. There are only 4 weeks left for him to pass away. Not even 4 weeks, 3 weeks are there. On 13th, I think it was your birthday.
14th.
14th is your birthday. On 13th, on 13th January he was here, on the last day. That's how we remember, because of your birthday.
Yeah, and sent a telegram to me.
Distributing sweets. Yeah. So on 14th now we are at Baba's room, because doctor stopped him from coming here. He would come. He had nothing. But they said, no, Baba, you should take rest. If you want to, if there is any work there, they can come there and they will be in your room there. So on 14th, we are now called there and on, with his own hands, he distributed sweets and remembered Dawn, today is his birthday and this and that. And today is the day change in constellations take place. It is a great day in India also. So fine. We continued with our work and finished off her. And then we were sent back and all that. And days are passing by now. This must be about 25th of January. Or 26th. I don't remember the exact day, but very few days were left now for the last day, which I didn't know. So, Now Ghaver is very jittery about all these and what to do, and we are all the time trying to find out what to do. So I said, do one thing. He likes what you call lavender water. Is there lavender water? You know, lavender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He likes the perfume of that, because Baba always liked perfumes. Yeah, but not all perfumes, special perfumes, rose, lavender, like that. So somebody had sent a bottle of lavender water for him.
Lavender water.
So Ghaver said, I got a bottle of lavender there. I said, very good. Get hot water ready and we'll see what happens. Keep the water ready, and when we come there, just get the water ready and keep it there. So we are called now by Baba for the post and mail every day. The demon was there till the last and it has not left us even now. So what happens is we are going there now and Baba is seated there. Reclining and seated. So naturally Ghaver started bringing the pails. Baba says, what is this? I said, Baba, no, it's nothing. Just in the meantime, what happened, I went to his feet, soles of his feet, and I started rubbing his feet. And I said, see what it is? What is it? You know how the dry skin, you can have a powder of it.
Right, the skin can rub off.
No, yeah. So I said, see, just rubbing it like that, you get a powder. What about your body? All what we are doing now, we are determined. We told him, we are determined. Of course, this I call manhandling. Mm. We are determined to rub the sole of your feet, and you just sponge the feet at least. If you don't want to take a bath, then why can't we do this? So he says, all right. So I said, for that you, Baba, will make you sit there and put your feet down. And we had a basin of water. And then I poured a bottle, you know, not the whole bottle. See that how lavender water is there? It's nice, nice fragrance. He says, yeah, lavender water is there. So, yeah. So, you know, I was a bath towel and those scrub towels and all that. I started, Ghaver, one leg, myself, another and all that. And then quietly, after I had done that, he changed the towel, changed the water, and new water has been put. I said, why, Baba? I said, what is this? I said, naturally, this dirty water, we are throwing it out and having new water for you. And in the meantime, then what happened, I just lifted his pajama and started doing this. Said, what are you doing? I said, no, it's just here, then here, then here, and here, and here. And we made the whole body. So he says, you are using the same tactics that I did for the musk. I said, what can we do? But his body was absolutely scrubbed and clean. Back and everything. Then he allowed us to do it.
Did he wash his hair?
No, not the head. So this is how it is, how to handle the body.
God's last bath.
God's last bath.
Did you get another bath after that?
No. That was the last
one.
Nothing after that. Nothing. As we prepare the body and all that, his body is nothing to be prepared.
What year was that?
This is 69.
69.
This is January
69. 26th of January. Yeah. My father. So that was only five days.
4 or 5 days prior to that. And we were happy that nothing is to be done now. Please. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Mighty night, yes.